This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Saturday's massive earthquake in South Asia struck an arc of territory stretching from India through Pakistan to Afghanistan. More than 20,000 people are known dead, and that number is expected to rise over the next few days as rescue and recovery efforts intensify. The hardest-hit area was Kashmir. That's the divided and disputed region that straddles the frontier between India and Pakistan. Those South Asian rivals have fought two wars over that area. But tensions have eased over the past few years, and in the aftermath of the earthquake, the Indian and Pakistani leaders spoke by telephone about the disaster and about relief efforts. To learn more, we've called Stephen Cohen, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how will a disaster like this affect relations between India and Pakistan?
Well, it could have significant impact because, as you said, the quake hit exactly in an area that's very contested. It's administered by India on one side and Pakistan on the other. And early news reports indicate that certainly both Indian and Pakistani politicians are concerned about putting on a good show and getting up there and demonstrating that they're active. But it also may have affected some of the Pakistani-based terrorist groups that have militant terrorist groups that have operated in Indian-occupied Kashmir, Indian-administered Kashmir. And it's also, in fact, taken down the bridge that the peace bus went over between two parts of Kashmir. So it could have considerable political impact, especially if the Kashmiris themselves feel that they've been neglected by the Indians and the Pakistanis.
So the link between the two parts of Kashmir is physically broken, at least for the moment.
Well, the bus link, you can get around. Apparently, the bridge, according to press reports, the bridge is down, but you can certainly get around it and ford across the river.
Now, people in this country are always concerned about the stability of Pakistan's government. How will a disaster like that affect Pakistan's domestic politics, most likely?
I think it's too early to tell, but Musharraf was very quick off the mark to ask for international assistance. And, of course, he's got the army mobilized to deal with this as best he can. And Mrs. Gandhi on the Indian side went up to Uri, which is part of Indian-administered Kashmir, and met with the population there. So I think on both sides, the governments are concerned that this not be seen as an absence of government response. I think they have Katrina very much in mind.
In what way?
In our era, you know, it's important that governments at least appear to be responding effectively, even if they can't always do what they should be doing. And I think on both sides, you'll see governments using television and other media and the press to demonstrate that they're up there and doing what they can. And Musharraf's call for international assistance is very important.
You think that Pervez Musharraf, the Pakistani president, is trying to avoid being criticized for a slow response the way that President Bush was criticized here?
Absolutely. One of his predecessors, General Yahya Khan, flew over East Pakistan when there was a cyclone, and that alienated the East Pakistanis and Bengalis and helped divide Pakistan in 1970.
Now, the United States is reaching out with some aid here. We'll hear more about that in a second. Is this in some ways an opportunity for the United States to improve relations in this part of the world, the same way that the Asian tsunami turned out to be an opportunity for the U.S.?
I think so. The trouble is our forces and our resources are stretched because of Iraq and Afghanistan. We may have to divert some helicopters and some other equipment to Pakistan. They've already announced that 8 helicopters are heading towards Pakistan. The U.S. Embassy has announced $100,000 in aid immediately, but I'm sure there'll be a much larger contribution for the United States.
Is this also an opportunity for other countries in the Islamic world to reach out and show some generosity?
The Saudis have announced an air bridge between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, and the Pakistani airfields are open and running, but we don't know how much they're going to contribute. I haven't heard about many other the Islamic countries. The Chinese have donated $6 million, and I think other countries will contribute considerable amounts as this develops.
Mr. Cohen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stephen Cohen is a senior fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution. He's at his home in Washington, D.C.